Welcome to Nid's Nidra podcast. I'm Nid, your host, and I share this podcast to bring spiritual embodiment to life in this world. We explore a practice each month through contemplation, meditation, yoga nidra, breath work, and ways that we can live and express ourselves more fully through our work. Please share, like, and subscribe. Enjoy. Welcome. I'm Nid, a soul guide, and a lot of people ask me, well, what happens in a soul guidance session? What is it that you do? And so I'm going to share a little bit with you about what happens and also how it is that I got to sharing in this way, how it is that what I do is so supportive for people making profound, deep, inner, peaceful, and fulfilling shifts in their life. So in a soul guidance session, which I call my Luminous Life program, we don't really know what's going to happen. That's half the adventure. A lot of it is guided by your personality. So your humanness, as I like to call it, which is going to have preferences of how you enjoy experiencing things, how you process and learn and can integrate change in your life. This is really important because we need to understand where your humanness is at so that you can integrate with ease. Because we struggle with habit change, we struggle with just life in general, when we're trying to put ourselves into a box of learning in a way that isn't aligned to us. And if you've worked in education, if you've ever learned about teaching, we each have different ways in which we process information and can integrate it into a more embodied way of then understanding and being able to live with that knowledge that we have gained. And this is the same whether it is more subtle senses and psychic and spiritual and emotional experiences as much as it is your logical daily way of living. And so this is a really important part of understanding your makeup, is that my role is to support you in the way that you can process and integrate things, that you can learn and assimilate it into an embodied experience. Often in our education system and in our modern culture, we've been told that we have to learn in a certain way, and that can, you know, either make you feel like a real failure and have lots of issues with learning and can you take on things, how can you, you know, really make change in your life, and often feel like you're pushing upstream. And we want to remove that. We want to work with you in the way that works best and is going to most support you being able to integrate those changes. And that may be guided a bit by you telling me things, but it also is just guided by my ability to read energy in the subtle body and what it is that is happening in you and how you're going to process something. So it might be that we begin with a little check-in and you start just telling me. I often begin a session with just inviting you just to speak. And as you speak and you are kind of offloading maybe a little bit what's going on, I may stop you and say, let's just stop and tune in. And I might ask us to connect and ground into the energy. Or I might allow that flow of your talking before I guide us with questions towards something that may be like, oh, well, maybe now we could stop and we could do some breathing, or let's get up and move a little bit. And I will be doing these things purposefully to help you shift the energy in a way that most supports you. And when I say the energy, it's the state that you're in. Maybe your energy is all really caught up in your head and you're like saying and you're overthinking things and I need you to drop down. Or it could be that actually like it's really stuck somewhere in your body because there's something that emotionally isn't quite processing, or physically you need to actually move your body because it's been stuck in a physical position that isn't helping you. And so my role is going to be to maybe stop you if it's an unhealthy pattern, or ask you to move in another way and to open up your curiosity and your inquiry into your experience. Often in a session, dependent on what's been going on, I may suggest that there are things that you could take to do as kind of homework outside of the session. These are things that are going to help you start to integrate change through embodied action. And this is how we reset karma. We make change by taking action repeatedly, and that starts to shift our state and our choice of action. And that is why I would be suggesting certain things to help you just really embed that karma through change and through your own decision and way of empowering. And sometimes my clients, as they get to know their intuition a bit more, they'll start saying, oh, well, I'd like to do it this way. Or, you know, I get what you mean, but I want to do it in my way. And that is awesome, because I'm really encouraging you to be your own guide, to discover and listen to that inner wisdom that you hold to make those choices. And I get so excited when I see my clients getting to that place where they're coming to me and saying, so this happened this week and I started doing this thing, and you know, I took that tool and I made it into my own tool. And these are awesome things to see, the empowerment starting to happen in my clients' lives, and the shifts that you can make. As you make those inner shifts, it brings in a whole new world of opportunity into your vibration that you can step up and into. And those clients that stay with me to step up and into that next stage are even more exciting, because then we really start to see a whole level of manifestation that is more to do with allowing spirit to live through you. And that's deeply fulfilling. And that is pure soul expression starting to happen, allowing those layers of the human story and conditioning that just don't need to take front anymore. You can hear them, you can give it time, and you can take care of your humanness. But it's a deeper level that starts to move through people, and everyone has their unique way of connecting, of expressing and connecting with that. And that makes it even more of an adventure that we're on together. So within these sessions, you can choose from a specific modality, or you can just rock up and be like, I don't know, Nid, let's just see what happens. And between sessions, you can connect with me. Some people write journals, some people will send me messages on WhatsApp, and we will connect energetically through dream work. I will do energy tune-ups to ensure that your vibration, your energy is aligned to the intentions that you have set at the beginning of working with me, so we can keep moving you into that even more gracefully, with even more ease. And if you wish to change them, I will also work with you over that energetic shift. And there may be other things that I prepare for you in the meantime. I may go off and do extra meditations for you, or we may prepare like a movement sequence, or we might look at diet and food, all kinds of very functional, practical things for you to shift your state and way of being in life that really empower you to do it for yourself. So how is it that Nid got to doing this weird and wonderful way of working? Well, when I left school, I was always really fascinated with dance and movement and the psychology and sociology of movement. And so I began with a dance and culture degree, which is actually the anthropology of dance. So looking at the way in which we collectively may express our psychological and social movements through movement. And this was a great beginning of the way in which I observe movement. And I didn't understand this at the time. I was young, I had lots of mental health issues, I was very depressed, and still really struggled with suicidal ideation. And so even though I entered this rabbit warren of actually going out and teaching mostly children with disabilities, and it was a lot of a range of different types of conditions that they may have, and it was an amazing period of 5 years of work for me, which I didn't understand the gift that I had. I felt lost, I felt confused, even though I was in my own gift. And that's because there was a part of me that still had a lot of learning to do about the human condition and my own conditions of mental health struggles. And so I pursued an alternative career as a lawyer, and I always missed working with movement. And I stayed moving a lot, and it was always my intention to return to teaching movement in my 40s. And I didn't really know what it would be. I knew it would be healing, I knew it would be retreats. And so after my brain injury, I just relished in the opportunity to step back into that path of movement. And I used movement in my own healing, and through my own healing journey, I discovered all the modalities that I tend to share with you guys. Through nurturing and nourishing my human, I could really allow my soul to start expressing itself through this human vehicle. And that brought with it so many blessings and a beautiful shift in my life. And with that, my own authentic expression of being able to trust myself that I do read a soul. I do instantly connect with somebody's soul. And what I always struggled with as a child, and the reasons for my mental health issues, were because I could see the soul, but I couldn't understand the human condition. I didn't get why someone might say something that seemed so contradictory to what their soul wanted, and I would be too blunt and not have the social skills in order to handle how to see that contradiction and then connect and communicate with someone. And so I could often kind of be a bit abrasive, could upset people with my what seemed like sledgehammer harsh comments. And so I needed to learn to be much softer in my communication and connection with our humanness through healing my own humanness. And that has been the largest part of what has helped me open up into my own authentic expression. As I healed my own humanness, I can relate even more and connect even more to your humanness. And that helps me to bring out your soul's expression even more delicately and beautifully, so that it's a lovely unfolding that's happening for you, rather than a big mastermind goal setting coaching type scenario, which can really suit some people. But for many of us, it's about nurturing. It's about a gentle unfolding and a moving into that is gracious and easeful. And that is what is held here for you, is a space for you to relax and unfold, to be seen and to be heard, and to allow your authenticity at each stage of that unfolding to be loved and held in that kindness. That was what I didn't understand when I was younger, but I have learned was such a part of me that I needed to connect more with for myself. And in doing so, I knew how to do that for others, because what it's like to receive actually helped me embody what it is to really give that. And that is a gift that you can receive and therefore give that to others too. So if you feel that there's a tap in this, that there is something here for you, I would love to connect. You can find me through all the usual social media channels, but even more so, connect with me through a clarity call, or come to one of the lives that I hold or one of the group sessions, and we can explore that connection further and what ways in which I can support your humanness, because it's at many levels that I work with people. Through that dance background, I can work with physical bodies, but I also work with the breath, because it's such a powerful part of our healing. And through my brain injury, I learned so much more about neuroplasticity and rewiring the brain and the aspects at which our mind and emotional bodies are entangled. And this web of all of this is what I love to explore and move through with another person. As you unfold, I unfold, and we hold each other. And I will be holding you to be accountable towards that deep energetic integrity that you're moving into, in the most unconditionally loving way, that knows that you're perfect as you are right now, and all you're trying to do is remember how much you could love yourself and love life, so you can live it in the most full and joyful way, with peace in every of your actions. Much love.